I'm Dane Foley, joined today by Janice Barniak. Janice is with the Vincennes Knox County Tourism Bureau. Janice, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, what do you got going on?
So many things. Okay, I know February is not traditionally a big tourism month, but we just have events all over the calendar. One thing you might know is that President's Day is coming up, so we've got a lot of President's Day related things. Vincennes has a presidential mansion right here, like on the VU campus. And it's amazing they have an event every year. So if you're off for President's Day, a great trip is to go over to Grouseland. They're basically doing happy birthday, President William Henry Harrison, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll add that there is a library program on Thursday that is about, you know, the president and the romance between him and his wife. Apparently, you know, it was back in the day of letters. So there's all these letters and beautiful little things. That's Thursday, February 12th, and it's from 2 to 4. And they'll have an expert on William Henry Harrison who's going to give the program. So, yeah, lots of great day ideas coming up. The Evansville Philharmonic Orchestra is doing a show called Bond, James Bond. So what's great about that is, like, you know, you get to pretend to be cultured in front of your date, but you still get the fun part of, you know, listening to music, which is actually recognizing it. At least that's what's fun for me, you know. So I thought that sounded awesome. There is a program, speaking of being cultured, there is a program on February 14th on Valentine's Day at 2 p.m. at the library. And this is super interesting, okay? Professor Aaron Tyson Sims from Vincennes University is going to talk about Frederick Douglass's speech, What to the Slave is the 4th of July. So, okay, it's a little heavy, right? But it's super interesting because at the time that Frederick Douglass gave this speech, he gave it on the 4th of July to a sewing circle of women. And it was like, you would think, oh, a sewing circle, that's what, 12 people? No, it was like 200 people.
Oh, wow.
Like, back in the day, this was like a big thing. And they had decided to have this guy, you know, Frederick Douglass out. Oh, he's a compelling speaker. And we're going to have him out on the 4th of July. And then, you know, he gives this haunting speech about, you know, how many people are not free, essentially, at the time, which is just, it's amazing. And, you know, Professor Sims is the right person to give this speech because he's associated with Lyle Station, and they did a program out there a few years ago where he portrayed Frederick Douglass for the second time in his life.
Okay.
So he is a recurring Frederick Douglass. You're getting the professional Frederick Douglass.
All right.
So not only does he, you know, have all of his research ducks in a row on the speech, but he also, you know, he also just is very good at you know, doing Frederick Douglass. So, yeah. So there's a lot of great things about that are going on. The Vincennes State Historic Sites is also going to have free admission on President's Day. If you're interested in that, it's right across the street from Grouseland. So you can basically go from the presidential home to the state sites, and that's really interesting. And then I gotta round this out. I know. I'm a chatty Kathy. But I've got to round this out by mentioning that the George Rogers Clark March is coming up on February 21st. Have you ever been to that?
No. Joe comes in and talks about it every year, though. Okay. So I'm aware
of
it.
So you're aware.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, when people are like, why don't you sell that more to tourists? I'm like, well, it is a 5-mile walk.
Yes.
It is a 5-mile walk. There's a reason that chubby Janice has not been on the George Rogers Clark March. But if you, like, feel like you have, you know, gotten a little behind on your New Year's resolution and you want a fun historic way to do 5 miles in the cold, then I guess this is the event for you, right? Because they walk the last 5 miles of his journey, and they talk all about, like, this march that actually happened here. And, you know, they're going to read from his journal. They always have reenactors that are there, you know, in the style of the 18th century, like, militia. So it is fascinating, but it is also 5 miles, and I indeed don't know if I have walked 5 miles in recent memory.
Speaking with Janice Barniak, she is with the Vincennes Knox County Tourism Bureau. What else is going on?
Well, on February 21st, if you're not doing the George Rogers Clark March, you might want to check out Princess Academy. This is only for princesses, though. I'm sorry, you are not, you know,
oh,
you are not the target demographic.
That's
no.
Terrible.
it's for little girls. They have two sessions that are for little girls, and the girls come out dressed as princesses. It is the most adorable thing. And then they learn to dance and how to have a proper tea and cookies, and you know, they get a whole certificate. They're, one year they had like a sword and they were knighted.
Interesting.
So it's always a really fun thing to watch happen. And if you have a little girl, you know, in your life, you know, this is just like, for them, the most fun thing. I mean, there are volunteers from the VU campus a lot of times that do things like painting their nails and stuff like that. It is so fun. I don't know. Is that all we have time for, or do you want one more?
I'll give me one more.
Okay. So there is a fundraiser coming up. It's a comedy night. There's a comedian, Tony Wolf, who's coming out to Thursday Church to do a fundraiser. Okay. And this is going to be wild because, surprise, there are four pastors in town that are also going to try stand-up comedy the same night. This sold out
awesome.
Last year. Okay, Pastor Debbie Salters, Father Tony Ernst, Pastor Frank Harmon, and Pastor Martha Bishop are all coming out to do their own little, like, stand-up five-minute sets. So I think this is fun because I know if I was a pastor, I'd have lots of jokes that, like, I wasn't actually allowed to put in my sermon, you know? And this would be the chance.
I think it'd be easy to do because you talk about all the stupid people you have to deal with,
right?
As a pastor.
Yes. You know that they must see the most, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I have heard, like, through the grapevine that Father Tony is actually very funny in real life. So, like, he's holding back. And we're going to get to see, like, Father Tony for real.
All right, Janice. Well, I appreciate you coming in today. Let us know what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Janice Barniak, she's with the Vincennes Knox County Tourism Bureau.